This is DSG Herald News. Global powers are identifying diplomatic negotiations as tensions over Iran, trade, artificial intelligence, and global energy security reshapes international politics and financial market. Across Africa, leaders are confronting rising pressure over governance, regional influence, economic partnerships, and political transition as the continent gains greater global strategic importance. In Nigeria, major developments in security reform, anti-corruption enforcement, diplomacy, entertainment, infrastructure accountability, and sports continue driving national attention and public debate. The headlines. Trump opens critical Beijing talks with Xi Jinping. Iran's trade tensions threaten global oil supplies. Sarkozy faces prison threat over Libya funding scandal. Macron expands aggressive diplomatic campaign across Africa. Museveni begins controversial seventh term amid succession pressure. Tinubu pushes African trade agenda in Kenya and Rwanda. Imo police scrap Tiger-based tactical squad. Nigerian ex-minister jailed 75 years for corruption. Tiwa Savage launches major music education partnership. Kwara Bridge controversy sparks nationwide accountability debate. Falconet brace for difficult FIFA World Cup draw. The full story. Trump and Xi launch high-stakes Beijing summit. The United States and China are holding one of the world's most closely watched diplomatic meetings in Beijing. U.S. President Donald Trump arrived in China for a two-day summit with Chinese President Xi Jinping among growing tensions over trade, artificial intelligence, Taiwan, and the Iran conflict. Chinese officials welcomed Trump with a military honor guard and a formal state reception in Beijing. Discussions are expected to focus on trade tariff, semiconductor restrictions, artificial intelligence competition, and military tensions around Taiwan. NVIDIA Chief Executive Jensen Huang joined the American delegation, highlighting the strategic importance of global chip technology and AI development. Reports indicate both countries may discuss reducing tariffs on billions of dollars in imports to ease pressure on global markets. Analysts say the summit could affect oil prices, international trade, technology supply chains, and broader geopolitical stability. China is also expected to challenge Washington over military support to Taiwan, while the United States pushes for cooperation on stabilizing energy markets affected by Middle East tensions. Sarkozy faces seven-year prison demand in Paris. France's former president Nicolas Sarkozy is facing one of the country's biggest political corruption scandals in decades. French prosecutors are seeking a seven-year prison sentence during Sarkozy's appeal trial in Paris. Investigators allege Sarkozy's 2007 presidential campaign received illegal financial support from late Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. Prosecutors are also demanding a €300,000 fine and a five-year ban from public office. Sarkozy denies all allegations and insists no Libyan money entered his campaign finance. The former French president previously spent 20 days in prison following a separate conviction in 2025. Several former Sarkozy allies are also facing charges linked to the alleged funding network. Political analysts say the case has intensified concerns about foreign influence in democratic elections across Europe. The appeal court is expected to deliver its final verdict on November 13. Now to Africa. Emmanuel Macron expands France's diplomatic push across Africa. France is intensifying efforts to rebuild influence across Africa as global competition on the continent accelerates. President Emmanuel Macron is engaging African leaders through discussions focused on trade, investment, security cooperation, education, and regional diplomacy. The renewed diplomatic push comes amid rising anti-France sentiments in parts of West Africa and Central Africa, especially within the Sahel region. Several governments in the region have recently reduced military cooperation with France, while strengthening ties with Russia and other international partners. Analysts say Macron's strategy aims to rebuild trust while protecting France's economic and geopolitical interests across Africa. The renewed engagement also reflects Africa's growing importance in global politics due to its mineral resources, energy potential, expanding markets, and strategic location. Observers say African youths increasingly demand equal partnerships, stronger economic opportunities, and greater respect for national sovereignty. The diplomatic campaign is expected to shape future competition between France, China, Russia, Europe, and the United States across the continent. Museveni begins controversial seventh term amid succession pressure. Uganda President Yoweri Museveni has begun another political term as debate intensifies over Uganda's future leadership. Museveni was sworn in during official ceremonies held in Kampala, attended by senior government officials and ruling party supporters. The Ugandan leader has remained in power since 1986, making him one of Africa's longest-serving presidents. Government allies defend the continuation of his administration, describing it as necessary for stability and economic growth. Opposition groups renewed calls for democratic reforms and greater political openness. Supporters of opposition figures Bob Wine continue demanding stronger electoral transparency and political freedom. Political analyst says Uganda now faces growing pressure over succession planning, inflation, youth unemployment, and long-term governance concern. Regional observers warn that Uganda's eventual political transition could significantly affect East African security cooperation, trade, and investor confidence. Tinubu expands East African diplomatic and trade mission. Nigeria's President Bola Ahmed Tinubu has continued his East African diplomatic tour with major economic engagements in Kenya and Rwanda. Tinubu attended the African-France summit in Nairobi, where leaders discussed energy transition, digital transformation, and African economic growth. The Nigerian president later arrived in Kigali, Rwanda, for the African CEO Forum focused on trade and investment opportunities across the continent. Tinubu held talks with Rwandan President Paul Kagame as both leaders agreed to strengthen bilateral relations and deepen trade cooperation. Discussions also focused on expanding opportunities under the African Continental Free Trade Agreement. Nigeria is reportedly considering a visa policy review for Rwandan citizens as part of broader regional integration effort. Presidential officials say the diplomatic mission is designed to position Nigeria as a leading investment destination in Africa. Economic analysts believe stronger regional partnerships could increase trade, investment flows, and economic cooperation between African nations. Imo Police scrap Tiger-based tactical squad. Authorities in Imo State have officially disbanded the controversial Tiger-based Tactical Police Unit during a major security restructuring in Owerri. The Imo State Police Command also dissolved the Scorpion Unit and Lion Squad during the announcement at the Police Command Headquarters. Commissioner of Police Audu Garuba Bosco confirmed the decision followed directives from the Inspector General of Police, Olatunji Disu, aimed at reforming tactical police operations and strengthening accountability. Police authorities unveiled a new violent crime response unit known as VCRU to replace the dissolved squads. Officials say the unit will focus on intelligence-led operations targeting kidnapping, armed robbery, cultism, and illegal firearms activities across Imo State. Authorities also confirmed officers assigned to the new squad underwent specialized training in intelligence gathering, crisis response, tactical operation, and human rights compliance. The police command inaugurated a civilian oversight board involving the Nigerian Bar Association, civil society groups, religious leaders, traditional rulers, and the Nigerian Union of Journalists to monitor the activities of the new unit. Security analysts say the reform could become a major test of accountability, transparency, and public trust in policing across southeastern Nigeria. Nigerian ex-minister jailed 75 years for fraud. Nigeria's anti-corruption campaign recorded a major breakthrough after former Minister of Power, Sale Maman, received a 75-year prison sentence. A federal high court in Abuja convicted Maman over the alleged diversion of 33.8 billion naira linked to the Zungeru and Mambila hydroelectric power projects. Justice James Omotosho found the former minister guilty on all 12 counts filed by the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission. The court ordered the prison term to run consecutively, bringing the total sentence to 75 years. The judge also directed security agencies and Interpol to arrest Maman wherever he is found after he failed to appear during sentencing. Authorities approved the forfeiture of properties and funds linked to the case. The court further ordered the recovery of outstanding funds allegedly diverted from the power projects. Legal analysts describe the judgment as one of Nigeria's biggest anti-corruption convictions involving the country's electricity sector. Tiwa Savage launches major Barclay Music Initiative. Afrobeat superstar Tiwa Savage has launched a major music education initiative aimed at empowering young Nigerian creatives. The singer unveiled the Tiwa Savage Foundation in partnership with Berklee College of Music in the United States. The initiative will host the Berklee in Nigeria Tiwa Savage Initiative Music Program in Lagos from April 23rd to April 26, 2026. Berklee faculty members are expected to train 100 emerging Nigerian music creators during the fully funded four-day program. Participants will receive instructions in music production, songwriting, sound engineering, publishing, copyright, and entertainment law. Tiwa Savage said the project aims to expand access to global standard music education while strengthening Africa's growing creative economy. The partnership also marks Berklee College of Music's first official music education program in West Africa. Industry observers say the initiative further confirms Nigeria's growing influence in the global Afrobeat and entertainment industry. Kwara Bridge controversy triggers free speech debate. A growing controversy in Kwara State is fueling nationwide debate over free speech and public accountability in Nigeria. Shegu Ajibare, a serving National Youth Service Corps member was reportedly arrested in Osogbo, Osun State, before being transferred to Ilorin. Sources claim operatives of the DSS and Nigerian Security and Civil Defense Corps carried out the arrest. The controversy reportedly followed Ajibare's podcast and online commentaries criticizing the Moro Bridge Rehabilitation Project in Kwara State. He allegedly questioned project costs and demanded transparency after reports suggested the bridge collapsed despite rehabilitation work completed in 2024. The project has been linked to former Kwara State Commissioner for Works, Abdulkwai Olododo, now an APC House of Representatives aspirant. Efforts to obtain official statements from the DSS, NSDC, and Olododo were reportedly unsuccessful as of press time. Civil society observers say the incident has intensified concerns over arrest linked to online criticism of government projects in Nigeria. And now to sports. Falconets prepare for tough Poland World Cup draw. Nigeria's Falconets are preparing for a difficult path to the FIFA Under-20 Women World Cup in Poland 2026. The official draw ceremony will hold at the EC1 Cultural Center in Łódź, Poland. Nigeria has been placed in Pot 2 alongside the United States, Colombia, Mexico, Korea Republic, and England. Head coach Moses Aduku and team administrator Kelechi Omeke are expected to represent Nigeria at the ceremony. The tournament will run from September 5th to September 27th across four Polish cities. The Falconets could face football powers including Spain, Japan, Brazil, France, or host nation Poland during the group stage. Nigeria remains one of the most successful African teams in the history of the FIFA Under-20 Women's World Cup after qualifying for every edition. Football analysts say the draw could strongly shape Nigeria's chances of making another deep run on the global stage. Those are top stories shaping our world right now. From rising geopolitical tensions in the Middle East and critical diplomatic negotiations in Beijing to Africa's growing political and economic influence and major developments across Nigeria, global events continue reshaping security, trade, governance, and public life. DSG Herald News remains committed to delivering fast, verified, and in-depth reporting across world, Africa, and Nigeria. Stay informed, stay ahead. Visit dsgradio.com and subscribe for daily bulletins, breaking news alerts, podcasts, and exclusive reports across all DSG Herald News and DSG Radio platforms. Follow us across social media for continuous updates throughout the day. Thank you.